Golf WRX, your all-inclusive internet golf headquarters, is proud to present a chat with Parva Golf. Today we're proud to have the head man himself, the president of Parva Golf, Larry Edlund. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're here today at Golf WRX, and we are very pleased and proud to have Larry Edlund, the president of Powerboat Golf. Larry, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Frank. I appreciate you having me.
Well, we're real excited about having you as well, Larry, and you know, your company is near and dear to my heart. I grew up, I was in high school in the 70s, and Powerboat was definitely one of the big dogs back then. I mean, I can remember playing the deep face Citation persimmon driver, the fairway woods with the brass backings, the Scotch blade irons. Definitely an experience I won't forget. Larry, we're here today to talk to you about how Powerboat has changed since then and how exactly what you guys are going to be doing with your plants. First of all, I wanted to ask you, Larry, can you describe your current position and how you got your start in the industry and the golf in general?
Sure, Frank. Well, currently I'm president of Powerboat Golf, and I'm like a lot of I don't want to say golf geeks, but you referred to yourself that way earlier, so I guess I'm in that same category. But I tell you what, age 11, you know, started caddying at the country clubs. There's a nice club here in Louisville, Kentucky, Hurstburn Country Club, and the golf pro, Jim Osborne, there was nice enough to employ me at 14, and I was picking the driving range and cleaning golf clubs and worked my way up into the golf shop. And at the time, there was one school up in the middle of Michigan, Fair State University. It was the only school in the country that had a program where you graduated after 4.5 years with a bachelor's degree in marketing, but you also graduated with 30 of your 36 credits to become a Class A PGA club professional. And of course, being a young kid that spent his whole youth, if you will, around a golf course, I thought, hey, you know, I might try that. So I went to Ferris and had a great opportunity while I was there through an extensive internship program to work in Tulsa, Oklahoma, work in Needles, California, worked at a course up in Michigan, and then back in Louisville again, and graduated through what is now called professional golf management. And I believe they have over 10 universities that now offer the program. So it was a way for the PGA golf professional of today to get a much more of a background in marketing and a much greater understanding for food and beverage, and to be more than just a club pro, but actually gain the knowledge to move into overall club management if they wanted to. But then, you know, working at a course here in Louisville, I decided to look elsewhere in golf as well. And believe me, we've got a great company here, Hillrick and Brasby, which is the parent company of Powerboat Golf. And they had an opening as a sales rep in the state of Alabama and the panhandle of Florida in 1984. And I took it. And from there, I went, worked in Alabama for about 2 years, and then had the opportunity to take over the territory in Orlando, Florida. And I did that for 7 years. And then, with a little bit of luck and some success, I was asked to come in as national sales manager for Powerboat Golf. And did that. And then in the year 2000, I was appointed the president of Powerboat Golf. So I've been very, very fortunate with a great company. It's rare to be with a company as long as I have. I've certainly had other opportunities to do other things, but I've just got a deep passion for the brand Powerboat and the people here in Louisville. And that's how I got to where I am today.
It's an awesome success story. It's always great to hear when people, start in at the ground level and work their way up. That's fantastic. Obviously, it must be a great company if you're sticking around that long. Speaking of, let's talk about the H&B brands. That company is long and has a long and distinguished history, most notably with the Louisville Slugger brand. What is PowerBuild's history in golf?
Well, here's a little known fact, Frank. PowerBuild is the oldest golf club company in the United States still under original ownership. And so you certainly have some other heritage brands like MacGregor and Spalding that are old brands and older than PowerBuild, but have had multiple owners. PowerBuild has always, the brand's always been held by Hillrick and Bradsby. And they've been very, very dedicated to the golf industry. So we made our first golf club, Hillrick and Bradsby did, in 1916. And it was actually, let me back up a little bit. 1884 was when Hillrick and Bradsby was formed. Hillricks were immigrants from Germany. They were wood makers. They started with butter churns and bedposts and spindles, that type of thing, and of course ultimately moved into baseball bats as well. So in the day, our core competence was dealing certainly with wood and in certain extent metal, and of course that's what golf clubs were made out of, and so it was kind of a natural to move into that, but it was really driven by the Bradsby side. Frank Bradsby was a golfer, and he came on a year prior, and in 1916 we started making golf clubs. And the PowerBuild brand itself was formed in 1934 to represent our Pro Line series. We had had Louisville Slugger series, we had had Grand Slam series, which we still have today, and then we wanted to get deeply into strictly Pro Line and a little less of the retail side, and we brought PowerBuild in to represent that. So again, making clubs since 1916, PowerBuild brand itself in 1934, again, the oldest brand in the United States still under original ownership.
That's a fantastic story. And we've talked to a lot of different OEMs, and you've got the most interesting story. So you win the prize for that.
But let's
talk a little further. Hopefully we can get into some more interesting facts about the clubs.
Oh, sure.
Which leads me to my next question. Why should consumers choose and consider PowerBuild golf equipment?
Well, PowerBuild, as with Louisville Slugger and our other divisions, we up until recently had TPS Hockey, which was based out of Canada, has always put quality and performance first. And being a company that's been around since 1916, at least on the golf side, we've seen the full evolution of golf. As far as equipment is concerned. So we have a real understanding for what is important in design and what the changes that have taken place. With that, we also have tremendous relationships with all the variety of vendors that are in the marketplace. So we have true design partnerships with shaft companies like True Temper and Aldila and all of the finest head casting houses, if you will. So, our R&D capabilities stretch far beyond our own walls. While we hold a lot of knowledge and experience in golf club design, we also have long-standing relationships with other people who are experts in the field. And so, the beauty of it is being family held. The reality is being family held. We don't have the advertising dollars to compete with a publicly held company. But what we are able to do is produce as high a quality of a golf product and as well a performing golf club as anybody in the industry. And what we're able to do is take it to the market, typically at a less expensive price for the consumer. So you've got a lot of experience in design. You got high quality, aesthetically pleasing, and you're able to get all of that for a little bit less money because we're not you know, we're not spending $30 million on A&P, and which is where, you know, many in the marketplace are right now.
Right, right. You know, I think you've touched significantly on my next question, which is how does Powerbill fit among the other OEMs? Anything you want to add into what you just said?
No, I think it's like so many other categories of products that we buy in our daily life. Again, Powerbill, because we don't have the money to throw at it as like the publicly held companies, it may not be top of mind brands as you walk through the door, because we're influenced, whether it's automobiles, food we buy, the things that we drink, certainly watches, we're influenced by the heavy spending of brands. And, you know, you've got to look beyond that sometime to get the best values in your life, and then sometimes even better performance. So, you know, that's all that we ask, is that consumers, you know, check Powerbill out and see what we represent, and take advantage of all of that years of knowledge, and check out our quality and see what we can do for them, because it's top-notch stuff.
Sounds fair. Larry, what do most golfers need help with in their games, and how does Powerbill help golfers accomplish this?
Well, you know, the game, again, is constantly evolving, and as we've seen, the industry is changing products every 6 months. We are starting to reach some caps. You know, we can only have a 460cc head. Our COR is limited. Our MOI has a measurement. We're going to see changes in groove configuration, etc. So, you know, what Powerbill can do is bring you all the latest technology at a very, very affordable price. Most golfers, what do they struggle with? Most golfers probably struggle with the finding enough time to play anymore, and that's a little difficult for us to do here in Louisville, Kentucky. But most average golfers, they slice the ball, and they don't always hit it on the center of the face. A lot of good golfers don't hit it on the center of the face, so we're constantly trying to maximize performance across a wider range of the face. We're trying to incorporate shafts that are help, depending upon the model, help shutting the head down a little bit to reduce slicing, and certainly are all looking at the patterns that are out there with golfers, and not just slapping a stock head on a golf shaft and sending it out to the marketplace. But Frank, I'm not sure where else you'd like me to go with that, but we're providing high performance at a value, and we consider all aspects of a golfer's game when we design a golf club.
Now, Larry, I think you hit on the major issues, and I like the fact that you keep your costs down. But, I think when a person like myself and others on our site see these prices, you know, we're going to be a little stunned that they're so low compared to what other OEMs charge. And I'm really glad that you explained why, that you're not throwing all these dollars into advertising, and that's how you're able to provide this. Because initially, you know, a person like myself is going to think, oh, this is an inferior product. But you've done a great job explaining that it's not. It's just as good. It's just that you're not going to make me pay for all this additional advertising.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, if you took the golf club and you broke it down and had the ability to break it down, I mean, you would see that our head weights are at the tightest tolerances in the industry. You're plus or minus 1 to 2 grams of weight. You're plus or minus 1 degree on loft or lie. We use only the finest components in shafts. We use a nip-on steel. We use true temper. We use Albula, which are used all by the larger publicly held companies. Wind grips, Golf Pride grips, they're weighted, they're spec'd out. You know, our swing weight tolerances are as good as anybody. So, you know, the quality of the components that goes into the golf club is there. The design of the golf club, which is most important, is there. And, you know, the bottom line is, if you're going to spend money in promoting the brand and that, it costs money. And, you know, no company does that out of the kindness of the heart. It's built into the golf clubs. And don't get me wrong, you know, we'd like to advertise more than what we do because we want people to recognize our brand better. You know, however, it's, you know, we have some restrictions that way. So we have to go by word of mouth. We have a very, very loyal following with PowerBuilt people. It's your comments at the opening are very, very typical. So many mm-hmm. people grew up on PowerBuilt, especially when it was, you know, one of, you know, back in the 70s where you were forging golf clubs and you were turning, you know, persimmon or laminated woods, mm-hmm. the barriers of entry into the industry were very, very, very high. You basically had 15 companies out there, you know, making and selling golf clubs with very little marketing dollars behind it other than tour expense. And I think last time at the PGA Merchandise Show, there was 170 companies, you know, that were represented at the show that were selling some type of golf club. So, you know, castings and metal woods have certainly reduce the barriers of entry into the industry, so there's lots and lots of companies out there selling golf clubs.
Well, you know, when I think of your company, I think of guys like Frank Baird and Fuzzy, and I know Fuzzy's still around. What type of relationship does PowerBuilt have with Fuzzy now, and how many PowerBuilt clubs does he have in his bag currently?
Well, Fuzzy, we just re-signed him again beginning January 1, and we had Fuzzy, Fuzzy grew up across the river, New Albany, Indiana, and played our clubs, you know, all during the time growing up and through school, and we had Fuzzy on tour from his first day out, and Fuzzy won the Masters and the U.S. Open playing our golf equipment. And various times, you know, through a career, players have certain opportunities, specifically with the success that Fuzzy was having. And what it basically boiled down to was Fuzzy, Kmart was wanting to get into golf in a big, big way. And Fuzzy was a hot commodity at the time and really gave Fuzzy an excellent opportunity for a full package, an advertising package and representation. So Fuzzy took a contract with Kmart. And so we're just very, very fortunate to have him back. He did fantastic last week. He made the cut at Augusta. And he's been actually off to a pretty good start out on the Champions Tour this year. So it's a long, long history and relationship with Fuzzy. The beauty of a family health company is that a tour player like that can get very, very close to not only me, but the owners of the company. Fuzzy has had a long history of going fishing with Jack Hilrich, who's our chairman of the board, and, you know, they used to go once a year to Canada and just canoe in up there and fish. And it was interesting. Fuzzy's contract was, you know, in the early days, was done on a fishing boat with Jack and Fuzzy. You know, and it's that, you know, it's a little bit of nostalgia and romance that you can have with a company like us. And so, yeah, it's great to have him back. And, you know, we pull for him every week, and he's wanting to get very, very involved with our design of our equipment and has begun that. And we want to broaden his name out on a series of golf clubs. So it's we're looking forward to a long, long relationship with Fuzzy again.
Larry, I'm beginning to understand why you stated PowerBuilt so long. It sounds like it's one big family.
It is. It's a real unique environment. And, you know, you try to describe it to people, and yeah, right. You're just speaking well of the company. But yet, what's interesting is when people come in and spend a day with us, invariably they'll leave and say, you know, you got something special here. And you can't put your finger on it, and you can't put it to words. It's just something that the Hilrichs have been able to do. And so I'm just fortunate to be a part of it.
Well, it's obviously brought a lot of loyalty out from you. Golf WRX, your all-inclusive internet golf headquarters, is proud to present a chat with Powerball Golf. Today we're proud to have the head man himself, the president of Powerball Golf, Larry Edlund.